You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
A mug that's easy to drink out of?
Actually, no. It actually worries me that I don't clean every single crevice because it's not a coffee mug shape on the inside. It's actually the whole shape of the skull. So it makes it a little tough to mix.
Dude, how long do you think before that breaks?
I'll be honest, it actually stays hot pretty long. Well, goodbye.
How long before this breaks?
I hope not soon. It's only October.
Well, you only want to use it for October, right?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? I'm Nikki Trends.
I'm Manny Oso.
Sorry you had to go through that awkward conversation. We are so excited to be here. We haven't seen you for a while. First, I want to shout out Hollis Haunted House, or is that what it's called?
Haunting in Hollis?
Yes. You guys need to go check that out. Yeah. They're not paying us, we wish, but we actually tried it out, and it was one of the best haunted houses I ever went to.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, that got me, and you gotta keep your eyes out for the entrances and exits, because it was good.
It was good. So you guys need to check it out. All of that to tell you, we are here today to talk about our gripes with horror movies.
Yeah. Nikki and I like the spooky, but sometimes people just don't get it right.
Yeah. Manny makes me watch a scary movie a day, every day in October.
And if we miss a day, we have to watch two.
Which that never happens. Yeah. But I've noticed we tried a few movies. I picked a few, right?
Yeah.
Spiral, the one with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. I wanted to like that movie so bad. The trailer, this is another example of the trailer making the movie seem better than what it is.
So yeah, this got us to thinking, what we really want brought us to today's episode, the things we don't like.
Yes.
Yeah. And is that one of it? The trailers?
No. The movie in general.
Yeah.
The whole movie project in general was bad. I mean, it felt like a long... I made this reference on the show before. It's like, when you watch a TV show that's watching another TV show or a movie where the characters are watching the movie.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like Spiral is. The movie within the movie that parodies what the movie is about.
Which is nuts, because when I read up about the making of that film, if you're not familiar, Spiral was supposed to be the
part of the Saw.
It was a branch off from the Saw franchise.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Chris Rock actually met up with the creator of the original, and I think the producer from the franchise and everything, and told him that, I wanted to do this this scary movie, an idea off of this, and they apparently really loved the pitch. They decided to go with it. But yeah, when you watch the movie, it really doesn't play off like a horror.
It just plays, and then Samuel Jackson's in the movie.
Oh,
and it's like Samuel's just there because he owes somebody a favor.
It really feels like you're watching Bad Boys trying to solve the Saw case.
But it made me so sad. So then what was the other movie that I played?
Well, before we get on that, the thing about Samuel Jackson, the thing that I didn't like, it really ruined a lot of scenes that they felt like they were building up to.
Yes.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Samuel Jackson just cannot play a victim.
Yeah.
There's no way, the toughest man in Hollywood, there's no way you captured him.
No.
He just allowed himself to get captured in this intricate device. You watch the end of the movie, right? Because the big reveal is always at the end, and the big reveal in every Saw movie is always like the last person's, you didn't know how they're gonna die. You see them die, and spoiler alert, yeah. So anyways, the way he dies is just like, he's like, what the fuck? The way he dies ruined
it. It's comedic.
Because it was very comedic. I think it took a few tries.
So I picked that movie. What was the other movie I picked?
So yeah, that leading in the fact that there's some characters that you can't see as a victim. What was Barbarian.
Okay, yes. So Barbarian's been on the list for so long
to watch.
I hear this is such a great movie. I'm like, ooh, I'm scared to watch this movie by myself. Mm-hmm. We finally watch it. What the fuck did we watch? First of all, Justin Long should not be in a scary movie. I love Justin Long, but like, I just, he's in the movie and the whole time you just want to laugh. You're just laughing.
I have to agree with that. Another actor on the list of people who just do not play a victim very well.
I'm sure
Justin Long is either a really, really cool person if you know him, or he probably is an asshole if you don't know him. Whatever it is, that look of his face doesn't say.
Yeah, you got like, a butter face. If you are.
It's just that, like, and you know, to be honest, that movie actually appeared.
Looking to complain about how Manny just face shaped somebody.
Justin Long does not have a victim's face. Justin Long has the face of somebody who's gonna push you off the building to save himself.
I mean, his character. I believed his character was the villain the whole time.
Yeah,
but not in a fun villain way, like a sleazy villain way. So after that, I'm just like, I give up. Yeah. I obviously don't know scary movies.
Yeah.
You pick them. What was the movie that we watched that I was like, I give up on horror franchise in the whole.
Well, after that, we decided to watch Friday the 13th, right?
No, but there was like, so we just finished watching Friday the 13th, and I was genuinely scared.
Yes. I was like, I had to bring it back. I had to bring it back because I thought to myself, okay, these new horror movies, because I'll be honest, the horror movies I'm a fan of are a lot of the Blumhouse ones because they do these creepy things, you know, but they do these things that a lot of horror movies now do that I don't appreciate, which is give us too much story about the characters. I don't want to know about the characters.
Like what movie does that?
Like all of these all these reboots, they want to give us more in-depth about the counselors and the people who are about to die. You don't want to see that in a horror movie. What you want to see is the actual action of what's the horror about. So we watched Friday the 13th, right? Come to find out, Nikki hasn't actually seen
it. No, I've never seen it. It's the first time that I'm watching it, yes.
So the cool thing about it is that they focus more on the fact that you shouldn't be at this camp area because people have been dying and the next group of people who show up are going to die. We don't learn about their background.
Nope.
We don't need to know about why they decided to work there.
Nope.
Which, by the way, you question it because you're like, why are you here? Exactly. But you don't need to know about that stuff.
No.
They go directly into the day of the murder.
Yeah. That's, and I enjoy that.
Yeah. So, cool thing is, if you're with somebody that has never seen this movie, make them watch it. Turn the lights off.
Yes, create an ambiance.
Create the ambiance. This movie's got probably, I want to say, one of the top five jump scares at the end that any other film has ever.
I mean, it got me twice. Also, the sequel.
You gotta watch the sequel exactly afterwards.
So I will also say this. We went to the movies a while back.
Yeah.
To watch The Nun.
The Nun.
At first, I did not want to watch this movie. Not even the first one, because I was like, oh, this is too real. I'm a fucking religious thing.
Yeah.
I watched it. I was like, this shit is garbage, bro.
Yeah.
Then we go and watch the second one. I don't know what was possessing us. We should have known better. The first thing that happens, they don't turn off the lights for 15 minutes of the film.
No ambiance.
Then, in the most parody way possible, there are two women who are narrating the whole fucking movie. They are, oh no, get out of there.
Why are you in there?
Get away.
I wouldn't have done that.
Manny is shushing me. Shoshona.
I gotta be honest, like, that's That's a really bad. I don't know why.
Yeah, like in a horror movie, especially
in the movie theater.
Yeah,
whoever that is that does that. Yes, call it. Whoever it is that does that to us, to the moviegoers out there, talking in the movie theater, giving your opinion loudly, and the people who shush people and then continue to talk themselves, which there was a couple behind us as well doing that.
Oh no! Well, those two ladies encouraged this other man to feel the need to also give like in-depth psychological analysis.
Yeah.
So when I tell you I hated the movie, there was nothing, I couldn't be scared about the movie or anything. Again, I'm just like, I give up on scary movies now.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not scary anymore. It's like so much gore and unnecessary like killing scenes.
Yeah.
And I'm just, but watching Friday the 13th for the first time, I was genuinely scared.
So that's good that you say about the unnecessary scenes, because rewatching it, I kept thinking like, wow, like they're doing so much with just the camera angle.
Yes.
And the music. And yes. I didn't even mention the music because I had to pause it for a second and tell it too. Like, I'm so fascinated by the film scores of a lot of these horror films.
Yeah.
Specifically from the horror ones, because you know you could put all the work in the world that you could possibly muster out into a film, and the film score could make or break it. Is that Friday 13th score? Yo, shout out to that guy. That I believe his last name. I don't remember his last name. I was looking it up. I feel bad right now.
You called me by that person. I forgot the name too.
Yeah, but anyways, apparently he's been doing the film scores for all of them. So anyways, that whole thing, like classic, like goes down to infamy.
Yeah.
Makes the whole thing all with just a camera angle. You don't even see the knife go into anything most of the time. There are like two actual bloody scenes in the first movie.
I also really enjoyed The Faculty. That was another movie we watched.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so it's not like
Talking about that?
Okay, so it's not like a great movie, but I like the premise of it. It's like
Body Snatchers.
Body Snatchers, but it felt so relevant that it's teachers because they are aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, that was really cool, but then you're just like, oh, drugs are what saved.
Yeah, I mean,
the planet. Also, when they had to kill people, you're like, their body, but they're like dead.
Let's talk about
the fact that they're not coming back.
For anybody, because I feel like there's going to be a group of people out there who have it. Pretty much anybody who hasn't seen The Faculty, a 90s movie, classic.
It is not 90s. It's 2000.
Is it
2000?
Yeah. Isn't it 99?
No, I thought it was like 2000. Okay, we'll look it up.
We're going to look it up. Anyways. Young Josh Hartnett, young Elijah Wood,
younger John Stewart, the chick who played
Jordana Brewster,
Fast and the Furious,
great
cast.
Like you said, premise: invasion of the body snatchers, aliens taking over the school, the faculty. But you gotta watch this movie because
it's ridiculously dumb.
It's dumb. It's not scary. But if you, again, the ambiance, you set yourself up, and you're just like, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to get away from the school? Why are you going down there?
Yes, it's just very exciting. And the fact that it takes place in a high school, and it's like, it feels very Breakfast Club-y and all the, you got the jock and the nerd. And
There's a lot of movie rules that a lot of films try to follow, like by
virgins.
Tropes, right? And there's one in this movie that I didn't notice and appreciate until we rewatched it.
What?
And that's the whole possession situation.
What do you mean?
Because usually in a movie, someone gets possessed, and if it's by like some kind of spiritual power, they get uglier. And they get diminished, and their hair falls apart, and they get like fat and gross.
This
but
is the opposite.
When somebody gets possessed by an alien, unless it's Men in Black. No, only one alien in Men in Black possessed you in a weird way.
Yes.
But these aliens, you want to get possessed.
I mean,
you turn into sexy version.
The glow up was just phenomenal.
Yeah. Can we talk about for a second about sexy Jon Stewart?
Let's talk about sexy Jon Stewart.
Because every teacher that gets possessed, they all get a little bit fitter. Their hair gets nicer.
They get hotter.
Yeah. I was going to say, they get hotter.
Okay.
And the thing that they decided to throw on Jon Stewart to make him hotter was a lab coat.
No, stop it. It wasn't just any lab coat. It was a very light
white lab coat. It was a blue lab coat.
To bring out the color of his eyes.
A powder blue, if I may.
Yes, a very powder. That was a sexy color.
Yeah, and with the early
2000s goatee. Come on. He was serving.
I'm not talking about half-baked. Hey, have you smoked weed this way, Jon Stewart? I'm talking about sexy possessed Jon Stewart. I want a piece of that. Can I get a piece of that? Let me get some of that in the problem with Jon Stewart.
Yeah. I was in that movie. It was like so funny to see all these people in this movie and think how far they got in their careers. Like Usher was doing Super Bowl. Do you think at any point when he was doing this and what was that Freddie Prinze Jr. movie?
She's all that.
I didn't think he'd be in cult class. Like, those movies were so stupid when they came out, but they're, like, cult classics now, and that is doing Super Bowl.
Forget about it. Look at the entire cast. Elijah Wood.
If anybody struck
gold with their career in that cast, Elijah Wood, definitely. Then trailing somewhere behind with everyone else behind him is Josh Hartnett, I guess.
Hey, yo, why? This is Wood, he never needs
to work. He can go anywhere and get a free
Why do you be talking bash about John? Anyway, we're taking away from the fact. Anyway, we've been watching scary movies. Yeah. I really can't stand, this is the last thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Unnecessary sex scenes. Unnecessary the nakedness. Sex. Like, why are these characters barefoot?
Yeah.
Why are they in their under? Like, I sleep fully clothed in case of an emergency. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be ready to roll. These people are out here barefoot in the rain.
Yeah.
Just get, like, of course you're going to get caught.
You know.
That is one of the tropes that's very upsetting to
me. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and throw you some class with that. Because I noticed something. So I started watching the Child's Play TV show, yeah. Chucky, on Peacock, right? They don't pay me for that. In the show, they start throwing some flashbacks to some of the movies. And it just got me like, oh, you know what? Let me just go ahead and rewatch this. Whatever. It's October. I'm watching the second Child's Play. And then I'm noticing something I never noticed before. And it made me pause because it made me think, oh, wow. There's so much to this. The kid wears shoes when he goes to sleep. On the second movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be ready.
And I paused it because at first I was like, what the heck is this dude, kid doing wearing shoes going to sleep? Then I paused it. I was like, all right, he's an orphan. His mom is in the asylum. He's running away constantly thinking he's going to get chased from. There's so much in that one scene of the kid just wearing his shoes. And all I thought was, wow, Nikki would appreciate this.
Because if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah, so he goes to sleep wearing shoes, unlike these other people in these sex scenes, right?
Well, I'm going to start going to sleep in my sneakers just to be on the safe side.
Well, we just saw Friday 13th 2, and in that, there was a girl getting ready to get laid, and she goes outside in the rain in just her panties.
And I'm like, a girl.
I mean, she wore moccasins.
It's raining. No, this is not secure.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. But I love watching scary movies. I do love the art of getting scared. So I'm sure as I continue this journey that you're forcing me on, mm-hmm. I will find horror movies I like. But we would like to know.
Definitely.
What do you hate about horror movies?
Yeah, what do you hate? Give us a horror movie that was not worth watching. But you know what?
Give it a try.
Let us know what you think.
Anyway, if you guys want to know what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, @BubbleBathStories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This on IG.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends on IG. If you want to cop official merchandise, you can head over to our website, bubblebathstories.co. Also, we have a Google number. So you guys can call this number. You can leave us a message. It could be a compliment, complaint. This week, we're looking for people to tell us horrible haunted house experiences. So we hope that you guys give us a call. Anyway, until next time, duckies.
Bye. That was pretty fun. Yeah.